Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Kicking it off on a Monday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on said Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. While I jockey with the sliders and the knobs, everything is way out there today. On my end, anyway. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot's 27,000 square feet currently, although I think that's about to change, housing at least 50 million rounds of ammunition and some of the most... And one of the things that I found out the hard way that they actually keep in stock are a very healthy selection of magazines for those of you looking for a magazine. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Just because they're untouched on the magazine part, believe me. Coming up next hour, we're supposed to have Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast as soon as I get a number for him. In any event, moving out, I got an email about this from somebody. I had already seen this, but then when I got the email and really read into it, I was sort of thinking... this is a sea change. Apparently, within the United States Marine Corps, there's an advisory that's been emailed to them, which, you know, if I'm a Marine and something happens where I have to go against this email, I'm just going to say, didn't get it, must have gone in the spam folder. The advisory is, if they are not shooting, do what they say and do not move. So if they go guns up on you, whoever they are, you've just got to stand still. You can't get in a position, any sort of a protective posture, to try to combat that, apparently. Now, if you wait till the shooting starts to bring your weapon out, we commonly call that being killed. Commonly. So, I would really like to know which bureaucratic mouse put this out and has disseminated. If the Marine Corps chain of command is responsible for this, Marines, wait till your enlistment is up and just leave them. Leave them. They don't deserve to have you. They're being told it's okay to fight, quote-unquote, but only after the terrorists start shooting. And even then, they may not fight effectively because only the terrorists get to be armed. And yet they're instructed to cooperatively do anything terrorists demand until the moment they start shooting. But that is going to be too long. But it's okay to hope they don't murder you as you cower in the corner. What kind of junk is this? How do you tell Marines to not fight? I'm ex-Army, and I can't tell you how many times I wish I could tell somebody. I'm a former Marine, because the Marine Corps is such a storied service out there, much more so than the Air Force. The Army, of course, has their own colorful people, and that's from when, you know, the Army is where everything stems from, but the Marine Corps is like legendary. They're legendary for their motivation. They're legendary for their fearlessness. They're legendary for how tough it is just to become a Marine. When I was going through basic training in 1984, Marine Corps basic training was 1 month longer than the basic training I was going through. And now they're being told to wait. Somebody, one of John Farnham's friends, sent him a little communique saying, "I'm disgusted with what passes as leadership in our military today. From the foregoing, you can see that we are under the charge of a cowardly group of uninformed politicians who may qualify as managers, but definitely not leaders. We have no respect for them personally nor professionally. Unfortunately, however, they're in those positions. And this is why elections matter." Now, it's taken, well, you know, it hasn't taken that long, but I mean, Obama's been culling. And there's nothing worse than right after a prolonged period of combat when they start culling. Because you're getting rid of all of the guys that actually know what they're doing. Because, one, they have time and grade. They make more money. A sergeant or a major or whatever, a major with 10 years time and grade versus a major with 6 years time and grade makes more money. However, with a major, a lieutenant colonel, or a captain, or any of these guys that have time and grade, you know, that means they commanded troops in combat. See, when I was in commanded by a bunch of officers who, as junior officers, had been in combat. They'd been in Vietnam. A good portion of them had been in Vietnam. So I had combat commanders in charge. And I guess we weren't culled during that time, or they weren't culled during that time, because Reagan was building up the military. And they were left in place. And we became very effective. The Cold War was largely decided by the fact that, one, we didn't know what the Soviet Union wasn't, and the Soviet Union knew exactly what we were. When I say we didn't know what they weren't, I didn't know. Right now, U.S. Marines are being told to draw the line, but never given anything from which to draw the line. When forcibly disarmed by your superiors and facing armed terrorists, how do you draw the line? How do you resolve the situation? That part of the plan is not explained in that advisory. They're being instructed now to not even wear their uniforms, as it might provoke terrorists, and it might offend liberals, and when did the sheep start getting in a position to tell the sheep dogs what to do? They're being told that their enemies are invincible, so resistance is going to be futile. Like they're the Borg. They're being told they can't be trusted with guns and that their only official and approved strategy is hope. This is the Marine Corps today. This is the leadership of the Marine Corps today. The Marine Corps today is much more than this, but unfortunately they're going to be judged by their leaders. And their leaders are they're foreign to me. They're completely foreign to me, that whole notion. We used to, when I was in the Army in the 80s in Europe, we would have a payday talk where our battalion commander and battalion sergeant major would get us whipped into a frenzy. Couldn't wait to go to war on payday. They did that every month without fail. 36 payday talks I went through whilst in Europe. And every time I came out of there, I was so eager to go kill Soviets, to go fight for my country. Apparently, these leaders here, they don't do payday talks. They're not using them. We will be right back. When we get back, we have a first. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot does this one thing that I find very unique amongst online ammo purveyors. If you go to their website and you see it on their website as being for sale, that means it's in stock. If you don't see it, that means it's not in stock. I don't think anybody else does that because they, you know, they don't want to get out there and have their their website be decimated with just one or two selections. This is what makes them unique, in my opinion, with the depth of selection that they maintain. When you go and look at some of the calibers that they carry, and you see how many different choices you have, that's mind-boggling. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of Walnut Creek, and I have no idea where this is, although I think it's somewhere in California. Apparently there's a Lafayette, California. 21-year-old Lafayette native built the firearm he used to kill a 19-year-old college woman before he turned the gun on himself at a home in Walnut Creek last month. This is the story of the young fella who decided to build a home-built AR and then use it in a murder-suicide. They're saying he bought the gun parts through the mail and then secretly built the two firearms he used in the murder-suicide that claimed the life of Claire Orton. I don't know which two he built unless he built... You can get blanks for AKs and 1911s and ARs. And here's the thing, though. Even under the California strict gun law codes that are in place, a simple shotgun or rifle could have been purchased for far less, both money and time, than the components of a ghost gun. California does have a 10-day waiting period, and that would be less time than that required to order all the parts, which you would have to know how to, you know, which parts to order. You can certainly order kits that come with all the parts, and you don't have to know what they are. But then you have to have them shipped, then you have to do the machining, and then you have to put it together. There's no indication that the murderer was prohibited from purchasing guns, although he's just barely there, as far as age. Anyway, those that try to regulate ghost guns, as they call them ghost guns because they don't have a serial number. And I don't know that it would have made any difference if it had a serial number. I just don't know. Didn't make any difference to Elliot Rogers out of California now, did it? He had three handguns that he bought one every 30 days and waited 10 days for pickup on each and every one of those. So that's a 40-day endeavor. Then he bought, 41 10-round magazines. He stayed within compliance of the law, all of his guns had serial numbers, and yet he did had his little melee spree. Because that wasn't a shooting, it was a melee spree. Here's the thing about ghost guns. You don't have to buy parts to build a gun. Firearms have been produced in homes for nearly 500 years. Simple homemade guns are common. They are effective and untraceable and impossible to keep from criminals. And here's why. You have to have a means to get the round into a barrel. A barrel is a containment chamber. The barrel has to be strong and robust enough to contain that explosion that's going to occur to force all of the gas to come out of an intact piece of brass to where it sends the round down the barrel. It's not even necessary that it has rifling. It's going to go at a lethal trajectory pretty quick at a close-in distance. And that's about it. That's about it. If you've got a tape measure and a hammer, and some steel, and some ways to put some things together, you can do it. David Koppel noted that a federal study found that 1/5 of the guns seized by the police in Washington, D.C. were homemade. Not ghost guns, because ghost guns are far more complicated than a homemade gun. Homemade guns are only designed to do one thing, launch bullets. That's it. In Brazil, where there are extreme restrictions on the legal ownership and purchase of guns, criminals favor homemade submachine guns. Submachine guns. Murder rates in Brazil are 5 times greater than that here in the United States. In India, where restrictions on legal guns are similar to Brazil's, pistols are made in small shops and sold for $10 to $20. Detailed instructions on how to make them are available on the Internet. Now, most of the people making guns in India, some of them are good guys. So the murder rate does not go up with a homemade gun. it just makes it, you know, easier to attain one there. But murder rates, at the end of the day, they're going to be driven by your culture. They're not going to be driven by the tools. This whole thing about the ghost gun, I understand why people would find a ghost gun attractive. I do. I get it. I understand why you'd want to go out there and do that. There's something about going out there and creating something and putting it together. And a lot of guys know what they're doing with these home-built AR-15s. They make something maybe a little bit better than they can buy off the shelf. Nothing wrong with that. It's all made to your specification that way. You don't have to get out there and buy one with a plastic handguard and say, now I got to put a quad rail. You can do it from the very beginning without having to knock parts off. I get that. I'm just lazy when it comes to that. I prefer somebody that knows what they're doing. I don't. The machining part of the 80% lower on an AR-15 is, while it's not complicated, you do have to know what you're doing. You do have to know what you're doing. So, that part of it just kills me. That they're sitting out there talking about the ghost gun. The ghost gun had nothing to do with it. He went the long way round to have his murder-suicide. It would have been far easier for him to do it. Don't know why he did it the way he did it, but it would have been far easier for him to do it just to buy the gun. And considering what he did, he could have done that with just about anything that fired more than twice. Didn't have to be an AR-15. So that part of it, in any event, ghost guns are viable to people like me and you because we want to do them. Ghost guns are never viable to criminals when they can go out and just make one or get somebody to make one that is simpler and just as deadly. Because the common denominator between a ghost gun, a homemade gun, and a gun that you would buy off the rack is that it has a barrel with a hole in it where the bullet comes out. That's the lethal common denominator for all of those that think that ghost guns are the way to go for crime. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. The craziest prices you've ever seen. Literally. Because something's always on sale there. Or on special sale. Always on special sale. And they always have both self-defense and bulk of certain types on sale at a price you can't imagine. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. On August the 6th, 2015, the day after Vincent David Montano allegedly attacked the Carmike Hickory 8th Cinema in a Nashville suburb in the non-shooting incident, the suicide by cop is what it was. But he did take a hatchet. He did whack a few people. CNN admitted that the gun used in the attack was not real, but suggested the gun proves the need for more gun control, regardless. Breitbart News reported that Montano was allegedly armed with a hatchet, pepper spray, an airsoft gun, and a fake bomb. This guy wanted some cops to kill him. In reporting the story, CNN reported Montano allegedly carried what looked like a real semi-automatic pistol, but wasn't. Yet they stressed that the fact that the gun was a toy does not prevent the attack from having the same desired effect on the American psyche, and that it's time for the gun lobby to loosen its hold on businesses so more gun laws can be enacted. What they're basically saying is that he had a representation of a gun, and therefore it has the same impact as, say, an Adam Lanza or James Holmes. No, CNN, it does not. Because James Holmes and Adam Lanza were looking for a high body count. They wanted to kill a bunch of people. This guy wanted to die. That was his goal. He didn't kill anybody. He hosed a few people with some pepper spray. It appears he might have tried to chop at somebody with the hatchet, but he didn't kill anybody. And actually, quite honestly, with you, CNN, if a man is swinging a hatchet at me, and and that's all he's got, I've got a chance against him even without shooting him. Because I'm not going to freeze up like some people will when they hatchet while they just watch it come in at their head. I'm going to be trying to move. CNN observed, who among us will not carry in the back of our minds, as we settle in the seats in a darkened room full of strangers, that anything is possible in a society so saturated with guns? You know, if you're nervous about that, as am I, don't go. Netflix or DVDs will get it to you in time. You can buy an Apple TV. iTunes has it sooner or later. You can watch it from the safety of your own home, if that's what worries you. Or you can be like me and just say, gun's not allowed? Let me think about this. Do I want to go in, or do I want to go in and ignore that? Because I can bet you if I actually go in, I'm going to ignore it. But it's a 50-50 chance. I'm just going to deny them either my money or my attention. Because the common shred here, CNN, the common thing, the common idea here is that we disarm everybody, but we put nothing in place to make sure they stay safe. That's what you get from these places. That's what the Carmike Theater probably had. They added that the attack with the toy gun was effectual because it's not only an aberration from the ongoing reality, it is not an aberration from the ongoing reality of gun violence in America. Gun violence in America is going down. It is going down. There's a lot of people that are committing suicide by cop nowadays, but it's going down. Although I fully believe it's about to go up precipitously, because our borders are so wide open, and we've invited all these Hispanic and Arabic and just everybody else and their brother, southern border wise, they're all streaming through. CNN claims the attack is another reminder that American business has failed to seriously engage with the negative effects of gun violence on national well-being, productivity, and prosperity. Now, they did not mention that in the past the Carmike cinemas were boycotted in the past for their gun-free policies, nor did they point out the Newton Action Alliance honored Carmike for showing corporate responsibility for banning guns. According to Second Amendment Check, Carmike not only banned guns in its theaters, but justified the policy by pointing to the Aurora Theater attack carried out by James Holmes. So it was a gun-free zone, you see. And this is what they claim is responsible. So that part of it is interesting, to say the least, but now, if you were to go into a theater with a hatchet and with some pepper spray and a fake bomb and, say, a drawing of a crude drawing made of paper and Crayolas, and it's a representation of a gun, I guess that also is also affecting the psyche. Because we're talking about a representation of a gun here, not a true gun. True gun shoots. True gun shoots. A true gun speaks in the hands of the person wielding it. It doesn't need to be represented, you know. Its moral compass is determined by the person holding it. And then as soon as that person lets it go, it goes back to being what it was prior to that, which is an inanimate object, simply doing what it's told to do. The fact that some very evil people get a hold of them is not their fault. It's ours, because we don't address it. We don't address the common or the base causes to these kinds of things. This guy, Montano, he wanted cops to kill him. But you got fantasy fulfilled. He got that fulfilled. Waving around the airsoft gun, he got popped. Even though the cops were claiming they exchanged gunfire. This is why I don't report on, if there's an active shooting going on, what you'll get from me is there's an active shooting going on. I don't know what's going on as far as details, and I'm not even going to speculate because I've had to go back and retract way too many things I've said, just based upon the first thing. And the first thing we got out of this guy was he was wielding a real gun. And he was in a theater. First things first, they were in a theater watching a movie, and there was eight people in the theater. And I'm pretty sure they weren't all sitting together. I'm sure, you know, most people that don't know other people, they don't like say, "Hey, let me sit next to you. I don't even know who you are. Let me sit really close." They don't do that. They don't go that route. But I find it interesting that CNN is, apparently they're going to try to fill the void that MSNBC is trying to create by going straight into regular news, by getting rid of some shows like The Edge Show and the Alex Wagner Show and some of the other shows they got rid of that nobody was watching. Nobody was watching those shows anyway. They watch the Chris Matthews or Hardball. They watch Hardball with Chris Matthews just to watch him get slapped around like a hapless damsel. Like Carly Fiorina did with him the other day. I find that quite funny. Anyhow. Coming up next, we're going to, once again, they're throwing the 40% figure out there, so let's go back and debunk it just one more time, shall we? On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm a little tongue-tied right now, but I'll tell you what. Ammunition Depot, three young fellas, Scott, Seth, Dan. Together, these three guys have 80 years combined in ammunition retail and acquisition. They know all the major manufacturers. They've got the relationships already built. And that's how they maintain that 50 million rounds. But in order to maintain that 50 million and it not become 10 million, they've got to have a price to make it move, and that's what they do. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I've just got to put this out there. For me, Facebook is a way to, you know, promote the show. I don't put stuff on Facebook like, wow, that was a great cup of coffee. Wow, I ate something that didn't agree with me. I don't do that. I just put show-related stuff on there. I might put my granddaughter on there from time to time. That's about it. That's about as far as it goes. I use that as a means of getting something out there. When I had the heart attack, the only way I had to get that out there was via Facebook. And some people have friended me on Facebook, or they've liked the show page. So they go there, and that's where they keep up with what's, you know, why I may not be here, what happened here, what's coming up next, that kind of thing. But occasionally, I'll get friended by somebody who's a young lady, you know, in her 20s, who should have far many more choices than somebody like me, who's in my 50s, who will be out there sending me a message. And I got a message in the middle of the break saying, hi, how am I doing? I was like, can't talk to you right now. I'm live. And then I got this long, book-long paragraph about how special I might be and all this other stuff. And it just makes me laugh. I can't help myself. That's desperation on a level I can't even imagine. I'm not running my courtship on Facebook. I don't need courtship. I'm married. Right now, coming out of the media, fine media outlets like the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Washington Post. Well, no, actually, they've concluded that this is a false claim. But media dispatches are still out there perpetrating the 40% meme. Now, this is all based off of a survey. Now, let's talk about the survey, just so you can understand why this is false. This is false. Most of the survey at the time when it was taken, in 1994, it was conducted 8 months after the Brady Act went into effect. mandating background checks on individuals seeking to buy firearms from federal licensed dealers. So it had not, you know, this was in the very first days of this. Survey participants were asked about their gun acquisitions going back 2 years. Some of the participants likely made gun purchases before the Brady Act when they were not required to undergo a federal background check. Self-reports are not reliable. They're not actual data of sales. And there was only, of the gun owners surveyed, there was only 251 people that answered the survey question about the origin of their weapons. Some of the gun owners were not sure they had gotten, where they had gotten their guns or how they had gotten them, answering probably or probably not on whether they got the gun from a licensed firearm dealer. So what you had was you had a very, 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 very small sample. Okay? That 251 people is not a movie theater, if you will, full of people. That's a very small sample. Some of the gun owners were only probably sure or probably not sure. And they did the survey 8 months in, but going back 2 years. So, you know, very, you know, odds are, unless these people, these 251 people, had bought a gun, say, within the last 8 months of it being in effect, some of the guns they bought had not been checked. Additionally, they simply asked buyers if they thought they were buying from a licensed firearms dealer. Now, only the FFLs are required to do the background checks, but those perceived as being FFLs were counted. Yet, there's a lot of evidence that the survey respondents who went through to the smallest FFLs, especially the kitchen table types, had no idea that the dealer was actually licensed. One thing that Brady Law did was it got rid of the tabletop FFF dealer who didn't want to have a, brick and mortar place to do it. He didn't want to go through the safes or anything. He just wanted to order a gun, have it come in, and him get rid of it right away. That's you know, the tabletop guys. Many of the buyers think that only the brick and mortar types are actually licensed FFL dealers. The researchers gave this number for all transactions, including gifts, not just sales. So count only guns that were bought, traded, borrowed, rented, issued as a job requirement, or won through raffles, and 85% went through federal licensed background dealers. Just 15% would have been transferred without a background check. We actually know that figure's below double figures. It's hovering around the 3-4% mark. We know that because certain places have that now. Certain places have universal background checks. We have that because the lies have been told in these states where they now have it, and they're told 40%, and then they find out it's 3-4%, because it's supposed to be one. Of course, they're trying to create a database to make it harder for you as a law-abiding citizen to get a gun. Two, it's a money-making thing because, they get to tax the FFL dealers, and the FFL dealers get to charge you for the background check, and so there's more income coming in for the FFL dealer to be taxed on. Now, the biggest preponderance of guns, even the ATF admits this, that nearly 50% of guns that are investigated are purchased through straw purchasers. How do you get past that? How do you get around that? Especially in Obama's America, how do you get around the straw purchaser? Especially when that is sort of encouraged and, it's actually put together and made possible by the ATF, the ATF does it. When you think about it, if you think about it, it's not even going to fire. See, that is the way things are not supposed to work. That's supposed to be instantaneous. Anyway, stolen guns, straw purchasers. There's crime accounts for the guns that get in the hands of criminals. Not the background check not being done. Half the guns in the criminal system are bought by straw purchasers. How do you get around that? How do you make that not happen? Somebody design a law to where the straw purchaser just vanishes. make that happen. And then we will, we'll be talking. Then there's stolen guns. Stolen guns. Study conducted by gun control supporters found that in 1994, about 211,000 handguns and 382,000 long guns were stolen in non-commercial thefts that year for a total of 593,000 stolen firearms, most of which are probably getting sold for the money. Getting sold for the money. Now, they may get sold to black market dealers, and they may find their way to the gang members. You know, the 70% of criminals, 70% of crime scenes, the 3% of the counties, that thing. It may find it there. In any event, as you look at this kind of stuff, the fact that they keep coming back with this, with the 40%, with the 90%, or with the 98% about how 90% of NRA members want background checks. When did the NRA start publishing a list of the membership for them to go poll them? I don't think they do that. So how do they know? How do they know that 90% of the NRA membership? These polls are all designed to get you some new gun control. There you go. Thank you very much for that. Coming up next hour, Rob Morse, writer and host of the Polite Society podcast. He's going to be joining me on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company. Founded by professional weapon operators, Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.